a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Driving into work, I don't know about you guys, I haven't looked at the radar in the last half hour, but far out, I felt like I needed to be driving a boat rather than driving a car.
I had an amazing experience yesterday.
Yeah.
When I literally missed the start of rain every time I went outside. I jumped up on the pergola and I was like, or the veranda, and I was like, what? And the rain just started to fall. Then I went out for a walk later, same thing happened. I got back, parked the car, got Wombi out, went up to the front door. It just started raining. I'm like, I did not even get a drop spilled on me yesterday.
Right, but so you were just on your way inside as it started
Yeah, and
to
it
rain
started
twice.
Fall. I literally took a step undercover, boom, that's when it started raining. Mm. Twice. Someone was looking out for me. I don't know. You know?
That's amazing, mate. And, that's, no, but, that is wow.
No, but hang on. It is wow. Because then normally you'd be like, oh, 5 minutes later, oh, it started raining. That is wow.
Welcome back to Boro, mate. I haven't heard from you in a while.
That is wow. Does anyone want to back me?
Showers becoming less likely this afternoon and evening. Chance of a thunderstorm during the morning and afternoon. Oh. Damaging winds as well.
Well, that's, that's not nice,
quite
is it?
What a heckers autumn day out there today. 17 and mostly sunny tomorrow and then heavy flow on Friday. 19.
It does not say heavy flow.
Heavy showers. What do you mean?
Okay. It does not say heavy flow.
To quote the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Heavy flow.
Flow.
And look, all the weekend.
Oh, here we go. Give it to me,
Where
baby.
Where else would you rather be?
Am I getting my knees out?
Well, I mean, if you like them to have icicles on them, then by all means, because it's going to be showers both days and 14 degrees both days also.
Nice.
Tell us again about how the rain almost got here yesterday.
Okay, that was pretty amazing because it's not as if I walked inside and then it was like 5 minutes later there was rain. Mm. It was literally like I took a step up and it happened behind me like I was Indiana Jones.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Everyone always tells me, just, you know, relax. You think too much, you worry too much, you know, glass half empty, all of that. Even yesterday, Lingy said, I just wish I could hug your brain sometime.
Did he say that?
That's what he said to me.
There's so much I don't listen to when you two talk.
And you know what? I know that I am always like, but what if, and it might happen one out of every 100 million times. But then I get confirmation that these things do happen and then I feel validated for being scared about them.
Ah, so these are the things that you worry about happening?
No, we won't do that because that'll be a list that goes on forever.
Yeah.
I told you my friends in high school used to have a list at the back of their diary of all the things I was scared of.
Yes.
And they always used to add it on there and they thought it was hilarious. Yeah. And then so did I. But it was a long list. So I want to go to China for this one, mate. The Sichuan province?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I backed myself.
Good on you.
And this happened just last week. A woman, she's like, hey, you know, my ear's feeling pretty waxy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Feeling waxy, feeling sore. The doctor's like, sit down. How's your day been? You going all right? You got much on today? And she's like, well, you know, I'm in town to see the doctors. I mean, I'm paraphrasing this. I'm just setting the scene. And then... And then, you know, that's great. Doctor's like, hey, I'm sure it'll be nothing. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
He looks in there. He's like, oh, it looks okay. I see the eardrum. Things look pretty nice in there. And hang on. Something looks like it's moving.
Yeah, okay. It's one of these. I'm going to leave.
Yeah,
I'll be out.
You go.
I'll be out there.
Because I want to be with you. Can I? Let's just go.
Okay. No, we can't leave.
Okay,
we have to
all right.
Go on, finish your story. I don't want to hear it, but tell me it.
So you can see this is one of those probes with a camera on it.
I mean,
that's the type of probe you want.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you get a probe, you might as well see.
Yeah, that's right.
Why would you want a probe and not see?
Well, that's how you know you've got the right type of friends. If someone brings a probe to the party that's got a camera.
Yeah, high flyers. Lingy's friends.
It's a probe party.
And so, anyway, they're looking and it looks like an eardrum, but he's got these little tweezers.
Yeah, sure.
So he's got probe and tweezers.
Okay, right.
And then he has a look and he's like, oh, that's not the eardrum. That's a spider sack.
Sack. Good.
Sack.
Sack's an emotive word, isn't it?
Oh. It is an emotive word. Sack. And then the spider is obviously scared. What's going on here? What's going on? And it lunges at the probe. Now, I must say, this spider.
Get out me house.
Get out me house. What are you doing here? There's eggs in there too. So yeah, it's good. A female spider. Just a single mum. Just a single mum trying to find a nice house.
Oh, and
found a nice warm space.
And the rental market at the moment, what a nightmare.
What do you expect her to do?
Cannot blame her at
all. She's got eight eggs here. I mean, come on. Anyway, and so I never thought I would say this, but because they've got vision, because the probe's got a camera, like you mentioned, they've got vision of the spider.
Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for
it. Of course you do. That's so you.
I feel sorry for it. And I'm reading the article here and I'm like, okay, well, they got the spider out. But did the spider survive, Tom? I don't know. I don't think so.
Who's going to look after the eight babies?
Well, I mean, you see her little face here and she's got, you know, four eyes and whatever. And she's just, you know, and anyway, I never thought I'd be here, but I feel sorry for the spider.
Mm, the Chinese government's organised them all different orifices to be sort of sequestered away into.
Okay, great.
Take care of the people.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday, about this time, I brought to the table the fact that we bought the house and so very exciting, but then drove past a couple of days ago and they'd already put the sold sticker on the sign out the front. And I thought, oh, well, don't
you felt like you'd missed
that.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me too. I felt like you missed out.
And then Jodes, who used to work here but also used to work at a real estate agency, called and explained that generally that'll happen at an auction because it's all like right
it's
there. And
unconditional when you buy via auction, yes.
Yep.
Big word, Link.
But by private treaty, it's a bit of a different thing because it's sort of a slower burn. It's a more unfolding process. And then they generally, from what I hear anyway, I'd never heard that. But from what Jode said, that's the situation.
They just whack the sticker up at any time that they get an opportunity to.
Yeah. So weirdly then, so we were talking about that yesterday morning. Weirdly then, the real estate called me yesterday.
Awkward.
We heard you might want to go get a photo at the front.
We were listening.
So the update is we are allowed to go. It's not going to be weird because my whole thing is like, is it going to be, do you need to let them know so that we don't just lob on their nature strip because we're not in there yet?
Yeah.
Will it be weird for them? I said, no, that's fine. You just go down there. We've sort of worded them up that you will pop up at some point.
To get a photo next to the for sale sign with the sold sticker.
Yeah, that's right.
And the current occupants aren't going to sort of chase you off the
Well, they property. Said it's Tom from K-Rock, so do what we say. No?
Yes. I've also been given permission to pull part of the sticker off. So when everybody sees it on the socials.
Yes.
Believe in the magic.
Okay.
That I am putting the sticker on.
What's the caption going to be?
I've got a couple.
Oh.
Philip Lowe, he's our bro.
Okay.
Yeah. A bit meta.
That's your real estate agent.
It's a RBA. Okay. Yeah.
RBA reference.
Okay, I did not get that, but cool.
And then I also had surely not in this climate.
Yeah, okay.
Better?
Yeah,
better?
I like that.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Think about it.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to go do that in a couple of days.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It's time to play our new game, which may not live past today if Loggy is too good at it, because there's no point playing if one person wins every single time.
Why?
And ruins the game.
But I can't help it.
The really good thing is, even if we can't play it anymore, we've still got the longest intro to this.
Incorrect,
game
incorrect.
Ever.
I've done heaps longer. What TV theme?
Can you at least explain the game around the.
Nope. One thing at a time, eh? What TV theme?
But wait, there's more. When you don't want me to
move, but you tell me to go. What TV theme? What TV theme? Stop ruining it. What TV theme?
I know the length of it ruins it.
What TV theme? Better make up your mind. What TV theme? That's it. All right, done. Okay, we got there. Don't worry, I'll play it as an outro as well.
And I'm the problem.
Here's how the game works. I'll play you just a snippet, just a tiny little tidbit of a TV theme song, and you need to tell us what TV show it is the theme song thereof.
Mm.
You just... Oh, no, it's okay. You just saw it, but it's fine. I've anonymously labelled...
I can't. Okay.
Oh, that's how you win. You just look at your computer screen and cheat.
You think so. I'm really, actually really good at audio.
Really?
That's
I'm
how my brain
smarter
files
than you.
Things.
Audio guy. Okay, so it's a best of three. Your names are your buzzers. Go. Test run.
Oh, Lingy.
Loggy.
Okay. Are we ready to play? Sounds like we're ready to play. Okay, question number one. What TV theme today is this?
Loggy. Sorry. Come on, man. It's The Nanny.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes.
What was she to do? Where was she to go?
She was dropped on her.
What? She was out. Not dropped on her. She was out on her.
How does that look?
Can I?
Fall on you.
Like the fact that you knew that so quickly. So once it started playing, I know that theme song as well. Like, get a life. Did you have a life?
No. You just have to play the game. If you know it, that's when you go, Lingy.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
I didn't know it from the first beat of that song.
I thought you just said you did. Okay.
Once it
that's one
singing.
Point to log. That's one point to log.
Love
here we go.
Okay.
Question
game
number two wrecker. In what TV theme sounds like this?
Lingy. Yes! I'm in the game. That's Succession.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah, well, come on. We all know I've never seen that.
I know. I had to give him one, mate.
I know. That's not fair. Good job.
We want this game to go more than one more week.
Okay. We can't just play things that I haven't heard of.
Does that give you the feels?
Is it the best show on TV?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Comfortably.
I got to watch it.
Oh, you got to.
All right. Well done. 1 point to you. So, tiebreaker, ready to go now. Tell me, what TV theme is this?
Ooh, both stumped.
Hang on.
Go again.
Can I have a little bit?
There's people in the car that are screaming at their radios right now.
It's like an ABC one?
Go, like 1 second longer.
Need your turn on. I said
Loggy. You didn't say Loggy. Yeah, she said the name of the show.
And he
rather
went.
I can't pay either of those.
I said Lingy.
I can't pay either. You did say the show first. I think I did hear him say Lingy. What's the show, Lingy?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Oh, the boys always stick together. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well done.
Yeah.
Lingy with the win.
We continue.
One more week.
All we have to do is skew it to shows that I know you've not seen, but I know you have.
Perfect.
And everything will be fine.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tasmania is getting their AFL team. It's all going to be announced officially today by Gil McLachlan. Down in Tassie, he's flown down there for that. The presidents have voted. We want to start talking team names, Loggy. Tassie Tigers. Off limits because of Richmond Tigers. Tassie Devils appears to be off limits because of a commercial arrangement with Warner Brothers. They own the trademark of Tasmanian Devil because of their cartoon character. Very unfair. We don't think that one's going to happen. So what can we call the team?
Well, I say the Tassie Spirit.
Okay, I don't mind that.
You know?
I don't mind it.
The Spirit. And that's kind of cool. Obviously the Spirit of Tasmania, but also like...
Spirit to playing the game with passion.
Yeah, see, it all kind of
works on multiple levels.
Yeah, multiple levels.
What's your logo look like? What's
it's like a, it's actually a Magic Happens sticker that goes on the bumper of the.
Yeah, stop. That's where I was going.
I'm joining them all together.
Oh, okay, go.
I think it is so iconic now, and we laughed at it initially, but we love it. I'm just saying Tassie Jack Jumpers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Jack Tiger Devil.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Tiger Devils or Devil Tigers or something.
No, I'm going the basketball works in with the football and then we change the cricket and the Big Bash name to the Jack Jumpers.
People jump in AFL.
Really lean into it.
There's a few Jacks in there.
Okay. My suggestion is the Tassie Moners.
Okay. Named after the Museum of Natural
Iconic.
Art.
Yep.
Mm.
You know?
It is iconic.
They could have the race as you go, you know, as you come from the change rooms out to the field. You know, they could line the walls like they do at Mona.
You can have the banner. You can run through a banner of them. Just mind your teeth.
Just a suggestion. 52232955. What do you reckon we should call this Tassie footy team?
Everyone's going to roll gear. We want serious. We want serious stuff.
And it needs to be appropriate for the radio. That's all I will say. Matt in Belmont, tell us, what is your suggestion? Make sure it's PG, guys. So what's your suggestion for the new Tassie AFL team?
Tasmanian Wombats.
I love it, Matt. The Wombats. Beautiful. We can call them the Wombies.
No, it's not really striking fear, though, is it, into the hearts?
Yeah, it is.
They come out at night. They've got big fat asses. Watch out.
Yeah, they sleep a lot. They eat.
Yeah.
When they put the bed, like at the end of a game, it's in a nice little cube shape.
Yeah. So watch out for them cubes.
Harley from Lara's with us as well. Harley, what's your suggestion for the team name?
Hey, guys. It's the Tassie Two Heads.
Okay.
Yes, nice. I like that.
That's what you did there. Actually,
offensive, good.
Merchandising would be good there. A footy jumper with two head holes. You could sell those.
Caps that are sewn together side by side.
There's plenty of money to be made out of that one, Harley. Is.
A giant foam finger, but two fingers? No, see, that didn't work. I'll go back
like
to
that.
Not like that, Tom.
Okay.
Not like that. What about you, John in Grovedale? What say you on a Tassie team name?
Yeah, the Tasmanian Seahorses originate down there. Or you can call them the Sea Dragons. Sounds a bit stronger, doesn't it?
Sounds a bit NRL.
A bit more fierce, though, the Sea Dragons.
Yeah,
rather than
I like the Sea Horses.
I don't mind that.
I didn't know where you were going, and I'm pleasantly surprised you followed it up with horse.
Sea bombs. Mark's in Grovedale. Wrap this up for us, mate. What's your suggestion for a Tassie team?
Mate, I'm looking at a media perspective and theme song and all that sort of thing. I reckon a Tassie Tasers might work. You know, when the media says they just, you know, shock first win for Tassie and all that sort
Tassie
of stuff.
Tassie Tasers.
Yes. Okay. So nothing to do with Tassie, but it's all about marketing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You can base a theme song around it and everything. So, you know, get some shocking things in there and who knows.
What would that theme song sound like, Mark?
It'd have to have something to do with a taser, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think.
Paralyze the opposition.
It's very specific. It's very specific.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.